Lights Out. The Playmakers Ball Play presents Shooting Lights Out is sponsored by Fanatics. Official license everything at Fanatics.com. Jerseys, hats, backwear, memorabilia, whatever the case may be, get it at Fanatics.com. Official license everything with a sports fan shop. Shooting Lights Out is also sponsored by Lids. Locker rooms by Lids. Get your customized hat, your official hats, along with customized t-shirts and everything for sports fans across the world. Locker rooms by Lids. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Shooting Lights Out.
sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud, gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting Lights Out.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? How are you doing today? May 25th, 2023, on a Thursday. This is your boy, the Playmaker Diner, signs for another episode of Shooting Lights Out. This one, we be covering the NBA. Another episode is coming right after this, and it's going to be covering the WNBA. So we got two shows coming in one day, so I hope y'all are ready for that. But in the NBA, by the way, one half of the NBA finals is set. The other half still yet to be determined. So without further ado, I'm not going to take too much time. We got some things to do. But before we get to the conference finals, we got to go around the hallway with some news and notes, shall we? And to kick off around the hallway, Steph Curry wins Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Social Justice Champion Award. This award is for those who does stuff off the court for a social justice work, civil rights movement, or any type of events or doing things to bring forth a cause to provide change. And Stephen Curry was the recipient of this year's award. Congratulations to the four-time champion, the finals MVP, and Steph Curry. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Go ahead and look at this article real quick, see if I can dive into some details about it. Can't find it at the moment. But congratulations to Steph Curry on winning the Social Justice Champion Award, named after the great Captain Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Bucks to meet with Nick Nurse, Kenny Atkins, dealing with some issues right now, but we'll get through it. The Milwaukee Bucks have narrowed down their search to these three coaches: Nick Nurse, Kenny Atkins, and Adrian Griffin. Nick Nurse, the former Toronto Raptors coach; Kenny Atkins, who was the former Brooklyn Nets coach, and he was assistant for the Golden State Warriors. And Adrian Griffin is an assistant coach on the Toronto Raptors. So these are the people that they have narrowed it down to. And word around is that Giannis would like to see Adrian Griffin as the new head coach. There's no words on if that is true or not, but I know I've seen something down that says that as the favorite for Giannis Antetokounmpo is Adrian Griffin right now, but you can't go wrong with Nick Nurse. Proven champion in Toronto, but he did have Kawhi Leonard there that one year, and it fell off. Kenny Atkins, who was done unfairly by the Brooklyn Nets, thanks to Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Nevertheless, three choices. I have no issues with neither one of them, but you picked the best. You picked the best coach for your best player, which is Giannis Antetokounmpo, so the Bucks can get back to being a championship contender. Because it was unfortunate that Mike Budenholzer had to get fired the way he got fired. But you did lose to the first round to the Miami Heat, which we'll get into that team later in the show. But nevertheless, just get the right person for the job if you're Milwaukee so that the Bucks can be the Bucks again. Thank you. That's all I asked for because I had them going to the championship against the Los Angeles Clippers. And obviously, I'm wrong on both accounts because the Clippers and the Bucks got eliminated in the first round. Speaking of coaches, Doc Rivers, Nick Nurse in Final Four to interview for the Suns job, ladies and gentlemen. From this, it was Doc Rivers, Nick Nurse. He had assistant coach for the second. He had the Suns assistant head coach, Kevin Young, and Sacramento assistant head coach, Jody Fernandez, as the four contestants remaining for the job of the Phoenix Suns. Unfortunately, Monty Mills was fired after losing in the second round in six games to the Denver Nuggets. Don't think it was his fault, the reason why he should have been fired. I think the Suns should have kept going, but you have a new owner. You have a new front office, so they probably want things to do things their own way and not try to keep what's been going on. But nevertheless, as you can see, Danny Green saying that Monty Mills got short in the stick, and I have come. Completely, 1,000% agree with Danny Green. I mean, if you realize you traded for Kevin Durant midway through this, and you traded for Kevin Durant in mid-February, then he gets hurt, so he misses about 3 weeks. You didn't have much time for him, Devin Booker, Chris Paul, to really get a continuity together, and him with Monty Williams get a continuity together. So I believe if you were to get him another year, we could have really seen what the Suns were. But nevertheless, you fired him. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with DeAndre Ayton because DeAndre Ayton has come up short multiple times in playoffs, including these ones when he couldn't stick Nikola Jokic, and then he got injured. So it's interesting to see how that goes. You know, Doc Rivers, who got fired by the Philadelphia 76ers after they got beat in seven by the Boston Celtics, and it's not surprising that Doc Rivers got fired, really not. He haven't been to a conference finals since Allen Iverson. And since that point, he ain't been to an NBA finals since Allen Iverson, which is the same year in 2001 when they fell 4-1 to the Lakers after winning game one and losing 4 straight. That's the last time Philadelphia has been deep into the playoff. It's either been a first round or second round exit, and yet again this year it was another second round exit. And more to it than that is Doc Rivers having a 3-2 lead that he just can't put away yet again. Love Doc Rivers. Used to coach the Magic. Love him. He coached the Clippers. Coached the Celtics. The one time that he won his championship was with the Boston Celtics with Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen on the team. That was before Rajon Rondo got there. Nevertheless, Doc Rivers has a history of blowing 3-1 leagues, 3-2 leagues. And matter of fact, he had a 3-2 lead going into game six in Philadelphia, which you couldn't finish because Jason Tatum, after 45 minutes of struggling, woke up for the last 5 minutes and woke up for the last 3 minutes and put you out of bed in Philadelphia. Then he went home for game seven and dropped 51 on you. So nevertheless, I understand that Rivers, it might be a need to change the voice. And plus, James Harden's supposed to be going back to Houston. I know my buddy Coach, I just threw up in his mouth when I said that, but this is what the speaking talks of right now. And so Doc Rivers is in line to be one of the four finalists for the Phoenix Suns coaching job. So we shall see how that works out. We already talked about Nick Nurse for the Milwaukee Bucks job. Same thing applies to here. Really don't know too much about Kevin Young and Joey Fernandez, but we shall see. It might be time for a new face and a new coach to come in, do some things, you know. Really, Green has done a good job with the New Orleans Pelicans, even though Zion can't still stay healthy. Mike Brown, his first year as the Sacramento Kings coach after a long time of not being the head coach since he was fired by the Cleveland Cavaliers. Good to see him get another opportunity in that first year. King was the most surprising team. You know, we'll see how Joe Mazzulla pans out with the Boston Celtics when this series ends tonight. Or possibly goes to distance, we'll see. But it might be time for some new faces, some new bloods to come in and be in the coaching ranks of the NBA. We shall see. Jimmy Butler was fine for a nice spit talking to me after game three. This I didn't know. I didn't know he didn't speak to me after game three because game three was an ass whooping. Game three, the Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics ass. And now as we know what happened to game four, but I'll recap that in a bit. But I ain't know he ain't talking to me after that game. Jimmy Butler, come on now. Love you, Jimmy, but you got to talk to me, man. You can't be around here getting fine but I'm talking to me, you know. I need you on point. What you doing here, okay? You got to do a Marshawn Lynch thing, be like, no comment, be able move on to game four. I don't care. But I don't need you losing money, Jimmy. I don't need you losing money, Jimmy. I need you to just go out there, do what you need to do for your obligations and move on, Jimmy. I love Jimmy Butler. But I need Jimmy to be better. I just need Jimmy to be better. Lakers hoping LeBron James decides to continue career. This was the talking point for most of, let's see, yesterday's talk shows. After the Los Angeles Lakers was swept by the Dallas Mavericks, which I'll get into in a bit, a little later on. And it says LeBron James, and then reports out of nowhere, like LeBron James is considering retirement. And the world went up to a blaze of glaze all of a sudden. I'll get to the demo side when I recap the sweep by the Nuggets. And why this made some people mad because we're just focused on LeBron James. Nevertheless, he just finished his 20th year. He is the all-time scoring leader in NBA history. I'll get into what he did in game four when I get recap that game. But yeah, he was swell in the conference finals. Which is a remarkable thing that you just think about because the Lakers started 2-10. They stayed around the 11 to 13 seeds for most of the year. They didn't get to over 500 until late March, early April, when the season's about to close. Made a push, got into the play-in. They won their play-in round against the Minnesota Timberwolves. They took out the Grizzlies in six. They took out the defending champions in six. And then you got swept by the number one seed in the West. But albeit, it was a successful year for the Lakers because Rob Lincoln made some moves, you know, grabbing D'Angelo Russell and Jared Vanderbilt and Warrior Hachimura and Malik Beasley. And these boys, even though Malik Beasley didn't play a lot in the playoffs. You got to see the development of Austin Reeves. But LeBron James is allowed to consider retirement, you know. He's played 20 years in the NBA. I mean, 20 years is 20 years, you know. So he was in the NBA when I was 11. I'm 31 now. That tells you, that's how many years we're talking. I was 11 years old when LeBron James first came to the NBA back in 2002 when he was drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers. I was 11. Okay. I don't even think I wasn't even in middle school yet. I think I was in fifth grade. I think I was like in fifth grade, or maybe I was in sixth grade. I don't remember. But that's a long time. And sometimes you just get tired of the same grind each and every year. When you do it for two decades, you know, it makes you think, man, I don't know. Do I still want to continue to do this? I do have this hopes that I want to play with my son, Bronny, see him in the league. But that's 2 years away because he got to do 1 year. He's going to do 1 year at USC at the very least. He's doing 1 year. And then he's done to the NBA, along with Dennis Robinson. Is there something that I'm just thinking out loud of what LeBron could be thinking right now? It's been a long year. It's been a long career. It's been definitely a long year. And he needs to take a break. He might call it quits. He may not. We don't know. But for LeBron James, you do what you need to do, sir. And if you do come back to the Lakers, I'll still be hating on you because I can't stand the damn Lakers. And I'm hoping you suffer again. I'm just throwing that out there. Now, if you leave the Lakers, we might have a different story. But if you stay with the Lakers, I will want you to suffer again. I'm just letting you know. So that was that. All right. I think that's all I had. Nope. That's right. Carmelo Anthony earlier this week announced his official retirement from the NBA after 19 seasons. Carmelo Anthony was one of the great scorers of this game. I don't care what you got to say. He might not have been a champion, but that dude can score the rock. He can do it from the post. He can do it from the mid-range, and he can do it from the outside. That dude was a scorer, and he knew how to put the ball in the basket, okay? This is on Carmelo Anthony real quick. Carmelo Anthony played 1,260 regular season games, averaging 22.5 points per game, shooting 44.7% from the field, 35.5 from three, and giving you 6.2 rebounds a game. In the postseason, he had 83 postseason game appearances, scoring 23.1 points per game, shooting 41.5% from the field, shooting 32.4% from three, and giving you 6.7 rebounds a game. A 10-time All-Star, 2-time All-NBA second team, a 4-time third All-NBA team, scoring champion in 2013, All-Rookie team in 2003, NBA Social Justice Award winner back in 2021, part of the NBA's 75th anniversary team, a 2-time USA basketball medal athlete, 3-time gold medalist back in Beijing, London, and Rio, and a bronze medal back in 2004 in Athens when the U.S. lost to Argentina in the semifinals. The year that Manu Ginobili took gold medal that year. And then Carmelo was part of the redemption team in Beijing, along with LeBron James, D-Wade. Kobe Bryant was on that team. I think that was Kobe Bryant's only Olympic play, if I remember correctly. I got to go back and watch. Either that or that was his first Olympic play because he wasn't on the 04 team. And then they did it again in London and Rio. I believe either London or Rio where Carmelo Anthony just took over. I can't remember which one, but I want to say Rio. But Carmelo Anthony, either London or Rio, Carmelo Anthony just took over. Carmelo Anthony took over and there's nothing any other country could do about it because Carmelo Anthony was that dude. He was practically one of the best Olympic players the U.S. team has ever had with Carmelo Anthony. So, Carmelo Anthony, we thank you for a great career, 19 years, sir. Thank you, Carmelo Anthony. The Playmakers Blog is proudly to announce that it is sponsored by Fanatics. Fanatics, where you can get all your official license, sports gear, memorabilia, whether it's for the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, or even International Soccer League, or even college sports. So rep your team, rep the hardware, get comfortable, because Fanatics is the way to go, where sports fans shop, and official license everything. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Fanatics.com is where you can get your official license everything. And right now, 60% off site-wide using the promo code GLIDE. You can get the Western Conference champion jerseys from the Denver Nuggets, and you can get the Eastern Conference championship in hockey from the Florida Panthers right now. 60% off site-wide. Get your conference champions gear if you're a Nuggets fan or a Florida Panthers fan right now at Fanatics.com. The link is in the show notes below, so go ahead and click that link. Get your shopping going on with Fanatics. Also, I think do my due diligence here as I get back on the screen. You also can get the same thing at Liz.com, ladies and gentlemen. 20% off site-wide using the promo code FITTED. Now, the same thing with the Nuggets and the Florida Panthers conference championship gear. You can get those at Liz.com as well. Locker Rooms by Liz. Also, 20% off for today only. Both sales are today only. Today only. So don't play around. Get your championship gear. Get it going. All right. Now that you are back to shooting lights out, ladies and gentlemen, we did our round of hardwood. Now we got to recap championship, conference championship. We are down to the final four. Lakers, Nuggets in the West. Heat, Celtics in the East. One series is done, and the other one's still to be determined. As you can see here, the Nuggets, the Denver Nuggets, have made it to the NBA Finals. Their first ever NBA Finals in franchise history, sweeping the Lakers 4-0. And as you see on the other side, the Heat and Celtics, they are not done yet. I'll tell you why in a bit. But first up, the Denver Nuggets, 113-111 in game four out at Crypto.com Arena. Nuggets sweeping the series 4-0 over the LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the Los Angeles Lakers. The turning point is the third quarter, as you see highlighted in red. The Nuggets 36, the Lakers 16 in the third quarter. That is after the Lakers took a, let me think about it, that was I want to say they took like an 11-point lead, if I'm not mistaken. If my math is correct, now let me do some math real quick. It was 50, so it was 58 to... A 15-point lead. So the Lakers had a 15-point lead at halftime at 73-58. The Nuggets outscored them by 20 in the third quarter to take a take a 5-point lead to the fourth quarter. And obviously, the Lakers didn't have enough to overcome that quarter in the fourth quarter, only taking it by 3 points. Thus, the Nuggets win by two. Nikola Jokic, 30-point triple-double with 30 points, 14 boards, 13 assists. Jamal Murray with 25 points. But Aaron Gordon, 22 points to be the third scorer for the Denver Nuggets in the pool of the league. Michael Porter Jr. with a 15-point double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds. It was hard. But LeBron James, I'll give LeBron James this. He went out on his shield, man. 40 points, 10 boards, 9 assists. He had 30 in the first half. So that means he only scored 10 in the second half. But when you come out and you get 30 in the first half, everybody else need to come for the ride. Anthony Davis, 21 points, 14 boards. Solid game. Just not enough against Jokic. The Joker is that dude. You got 13 from Dennis Schroeder. You got 17 from Reeves. 10 from Hachimura. But it wasn't enough to get past the number one team in the West. And you realize that if you see the records, the Nuggets had the Lakers by 10 games. That's how bad the Lakers were this year. To even make it this far is why you can hang your head and say Lakers had a successful season because they weren't supposed to be in the playoffs. To be quite honest with you. And this is coming from a guy who can't stand the Lakers. But the fact they went this far and made it to the conference finals, hats to you. In all fairness, hats to you, because you weren't supposed to get this far, but you did. You took out the Memphis Grizzlies, who showed to be a very immature team, and John Morant is still doing immature stuff. I'm not going to get into that. You get past the champions and the Golden State Warriors. You unseated the champions. And I know Snowman turning his head at me right now for saying that. Yes, the Lakers unseated the champions, the Warriors. And to Draymond Green saying, if that incident between him and Jordan Poole doesn't happen, maybe we're having a different story. He may be right. We would never know. But the Lakers getting to the conference finals is all really good. And plus, all four games were competitive. What game was not competitive in this whole series between the Lakers and the Nuggets? All four games were competitive. All four conference final games in the West were super competitive. See, the Nuggets won by two to finish off the series, okay? They began the series winning by six, 126-132, back on the 16th. Game two, 103-108, Nuggets. That's a 5-point win. Game three, 119-108. That's an 11-point win, but that game was much closer than that. And then what you saw on the 22nd, 3 days ago. Lakers fought. I give them, they fought. But Denver is just the better team, and it's proven. They won all games. All games came down to the second half or the fourth quarter, and the Nuggets were just better. No, You can hang your head because you're LeBron James, because yes, you've been to the conference final numerous times. You've been to 10 NBA finals. So this getting to a conference final doesn't satisfy you because you've been to the big dance 10 times. Who knows how many times you've been to the conference final? So it's like, yeah, I made it to the conference final, man. So what? It is what it is. But shout out to the Denver Nuggets. You deserve it. You earned it. And you're going to get the respect that you should be getting. Now, everybody talk about LeBron James, but give Denver Nuggets the number one team in the West is not being talked about enough. The number one team in the West. 53 wins on the season. And everybody want to look at the Lakers. Everybody want to look at Phoenix. Because they got Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Chris Paul. You want to look at the Lakers and Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Nikola Jokic is a two-time MVP. Would have been three, but Joel Embiid got this one. Jamal Murray is healthy. And you see the difference in the team. Michael Malone's one hell of a coach. Give the Denver Nuggets their respect. Respect this team. And the both time Nikola Jokic won MVP, he didn't have Jamal Murray. So when they got beat by the Warriors last year, they didn't have Jamal Murray. Matter of fact, I think they got beat by the Warriors the year before that too. And they didn't have Jamal Murray. They was missing their second best player on the team. He's healthy. And you see what the Nuggets are doing. They're number one team in the West. They beat their first round opponent, which is the Minnesota Timberwolves, in five games. They beat the Phoenix Suns in six games. And they swept the Los Angeles Lakers. Put some respect on the Denver Nuggets' name. Making their first ever NBA Finals appearance, which is going to be something to watch to see that city, how they act. With some finals games coming to them for games one and two, most likely. Because that other series is about to be done too, in my opinion. But it's not over yet. But shout out to the Joker. Shout out to Jamal Murray, Mike Malone, Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., Kateris Caldwell-Pope, and the rest of the Denver Nuggets team. Y'all are in the NBA front. Y'all playing for the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Let's see if you can finish the job. Okay? Shout out to you guys. You see the difference here. The Lakers had the biggest lead of 15. The Nuggets led at the most by 7. Fast break point. I mean, points in the paint favor the Lakers 62-48. But it just wasn't enough as the Nuggets prevailed. They just prevailed. That's the West. Yeah, we guys talk about LeBron James and the career thing. But, yeah, this is probably the reason why LeBron James was comfortable, because look, the man went for 40 points, 10 boards, or not. He almost had a 40-point triple-double, and they still got swept. So it didn't matter what LeBron did. He was going against a better team, and a team that is hungry for a title. The title, all right? Now we get to the East. The Boston Celtics stayed off a sweep their damn selves, 116-99, because of Jason Tatum and the Celtics defense. Jason Tatum, 33 points, 11 boards, 7 assists. Jaylen Brown only gave you 17. Devin White gave you 16. Marcus Smart gave you 11. Al Horford gave you 12. All five starters for the Boston Celtics scored in double figures. Jimmy Butler, 29 points, 9 boards, 5 assists. Bam Adebayo had one of them games that you didn't want him to have. Only 10 points and only 5 boards. Only 4-7 from the field. Gabe Vincent, 17 points. 5 attention, and I got some news from Game Vincent when I get to the Game 5 status, because his status has been updated. So we know what his status is for tonight's game. Max Strus on the set, only 9 points. Kevin Love, 6 points. The third quarter. Because the Heat was up 6 at the break. They got beat by 15 in the third quarter. And while I'm getting beat by 23 points in the second half. Now, Miami Heat got outscored by 23 points in the second half, the reason why the Boston Celtics won by almost 20 points, 17 to be exact. But the third quarter, 38-23, that was the difference. That was the difference. The Celtics was not going out like chumps. They didn't go out like chumps. They actually put us in the message. They sent a very distinct message. I think a message that Miami might respond in kind for game five. Speaking of which, look at this box score here. As you can see here, the Celtics shot 51% from the field to the Heat's 44% from the field. They shot 40% from three to the Heat's 25% from three. 27 points off 16 Miami Heat turnovers to 14 points off turnovers for the Miami Heat. So the Celtics won. They won the scoring battle. They won the field goal battle from the field and three-point range, and they won the points off turnover battle. Biggest lead was 18 for the Celtics. Biggest lead for the Miami Heat was 9. Yes, and they stayed off elimination as they forced the game five back in Boston, Massachusetts. And which, there it is. Tonight, 8:30 TNT. Game five, Miami Heat, Boston Celtics, and ESPN has the Boston Celtics at a 78% chance of winning game five to Miami's 21%. By the way, there's a good chance that that could be the case because as of right now, Gabe Vincent ruled out for tonight's game with the ankle sprain. He is out with the ankle sprain. Also on the other side, Michael Brogdon for the Boston Celtics has been playing through injury. It says the Celtics six man suffered a partial tear in elbow during game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. So things are getting interesting now. But if you've been paying attention to the Miami Heat, this might be what the doctor ordered. They don't have a chance in hell to end Boston in Boston, which means Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Kyle Lowry, Mike Strus, Duncan Robinson, Caleb Martin, Eric Spoelstra, as the man on the sideline, Kevin Love, they get to do what they do best and say, oh, we don't stand a chance. Okay. And they might come out and bust the Boston Celtics in a goddamn mouth because everybody's looking for the Boston Celtics to go ahead and send this back to South Beach for game six, which will be on a Saturday, the 27th of May. If so, it's going to be real interesting. But if I know Miami like I know Miami, I think Heat coaches are going to represent tonight. And Boston might have to fight their way to a game six and not just cruise to a game six. They might have to fight their way to a game six. And they have to fight their way to a game six. That favors Miami because Miami is good at winning close games. They're good at winning close games. So if Boston wants to get to a game six, they better be on it like they was on game five. That the defensive intensity that they put on display in game five, that needs to show up tonight. Because if that don't show up tonight, Miami will be sending you home. And speaking of Miami, let me do a double screen here real quick. Put this back on here. You see this bottom left corner here, Miami Heat? That is the Florida Panthers. They clinched a spot in the Stanley Cup by sweeping the Carolina Hurricanes last night in South Florida, by the way. So Miami, if you haven't noticed, and I'm directing this right to Miami, Florida Atlantic Owls made it to the Final Four in college basketball. Speaking of college basketball, the Miami Hurricanes went to the national championship game. Even though they got smoked by UConn, but UConn was smoking everybody, so it's nothing to be ashamed of. That's two teams in the South Florida area. Final Four. The Florida Panthers are in the Stanley Cup Finals. There's three teams from South Florida that's doing some stuff. Miami, you need to complete the quadruple effect. You need to end this tonight. So four sports teams in the region of South Florida play in big events. Okay? FAU, Miami U, Florida Panthers. Now they are waiting on the Miami Heat to complete it all. Do it. Get on your job. Rock with it, okay? Do what you got to do. And that's it for today, for this episode of Shooting Lights Out for the NBA. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Hope y'all doing well. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe to the podcast on all streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and a whole lot more. I am the playmaker down in the Southern Side here in the good old city of Jacksonville, Florida, for Shooting Lights Up. Catch y'all next time when I talk WNBA.
Stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.
Masterpiece.